Well, let's see. Doing a recording. So, on Saturday, we did the that variety show thing. So, finally played my auto harp.
Okay.
That was all wonderful. What?
He said he was really impressed.
He was really impressed?
Yeah.
Oh, well, people are easily impressed. I told everybody, John, this is right between my warbling and a kazoo, so kind of cool. So, no, it was a big toss-up for my birthday money if I was going to spend it on some radio stuff, or if I was going to spend it on a little accordion squeeze box sort of thing. But I went the radio route, for better or worse. We'll see what ultimately comes of that. So yeah, I got good feedback, so it was fun. I think it was ultimately more the choice of material than anything else. If it would have just been the standard stuff, it would have been, would have been okay.
Well, my birthday's in about a week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are we going to do about that? Oh my god. Yep, the bird's up there, and the little guy's running around down here. Alpha bird. Up on her handicap sign. Thing that's mine. And it doesn't move until the last very second that it thinks it can get away before you grab it. Because all birds think that's what all humans do, is they want to go out and grab a bird. Maybe when you're really little, I guess. Oh, well, there it is. I don't think we really have ornithologists in here. If we do, they're in a whole different building. They're not on this side of the campus. But, Oh, goodness. So we do this walk every morning. Both mornings. Every once in a while we don't. Let other things get in the way.
Bad weather.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's been really nice though. For several days here lately, the evening, the clouds up, and sometimes it even rains. We don't usually expect this stuff until August area. So it really hasn't gotten very hot yet. I don't think it's even approached 100 particularly. We're in the 90s. So far, I'm a big fan of climate change. If this is what climate change means.
You don't know
what
rhinoceros
can do. Oh, yeah, that's true. But that's typical, you know. You never know what's going to come up. You always look at the forecast, and it fluctuates pretty wildly. It'll say it's going to be really hot, and then all of a sudden they'll downgrade everything, and it won't be so hot anymore. Or it'll go the other way. Or you have a big chance of rain, then it just kind of peters out, and they revise the forecast, so. Nothing's very, what do you say? Reliable, yeah, reliable, there you go. It's weather-wise. I feel pretty good about the. I know Lisa doesn't like the part of the country we live in, but I do for a couple of reasons. Number one is because it really doesn't have a tendency to flood. It gets big puddles in places, but by and large, once those puddles are actually all filled up and it drains, you know, then the rest of it drains, so we don't really seem to have much of a problem. It's a really quiet neighborhood, which it only comes to mind because it's punctuated by the fact that somebody got moved in to one of the rentals across the street, and some, I don't know what to call them, the guys who have the really big speakers in their vehicles and turn it up and play the blah 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 music. They crank that up for about, oh, 2 or 3 minutes maybe. And it did. It was just jarring because we're not accustomed to it. When I was in like Clovis and we lived on like Mitchell Street, that was constant. There was always somebody doing that stuff up and down the street. So I guess we just kind of got accustomed to that kind of noise. We didn't have it so much in Skookum County, but you know, we were on a regular street, so... And 4th Street was a relatively main road in Skookum County, so you would hear that kind of stuff too. Just not as much, I guess. But then we moved here. This has got mostly rebels, mostly older families. In fact, we've probably got one of the youngest families in our neighborhood now.
No, I think the people that moved in on that rental.
Yeah?
They've got like a...
You have some younger kids?
Yeah, a little girl.
Yeah.
And then a boy. Maybe 15, 16.
Oh, okay. We do have kids around, they're mostly grandkids. They don't actually live there. They just come and visit like on the weekends and such. So, maybe someday we will actually get to that stage of life. That'll be nice. Lisa's just hoping to hit it, I think, before she hits 70.
I'd like it before I hit 50. What do you think?
Having a grandkid or two.
That means I've got about 4 years to pull it together.
Yeah.
Somebody, one of my kids.
Yeah. Well, we'll just have to see what happens. So, yeah. I mean, yes. Our house is the most unimpressive place that I think I've ever lived in. Doesn't have any. I think all the rest of our houses. Good morning. All the rest of the houses we've lived in had at least one redeeming value to them. Yeah, first house on Mitchell Street. It was just terminally cute. It was really cute. And our second house down Conley. It had some personality too.
Yep.
And then I won't count Farmington. We've rented a townhouse.
It
was ugly.
Lane,
oh, yeah, man. Those were basically rentals. Just trying to figure out what the heck we were doing. Surviving. Anyway. And then the next house we bought. I guess we've only talked about houses we've actually bought.
Yeah.
To make some kind of commitment to them. And our third house in Skookum County on 4th Street was big.
Perfect for a big family we had.
Oh, I don't know. It's still big.
I don't think so.
This is big, period.
This is perfect.
Okay, it was perfect, but it was big.
We like it.
Yeah, we did. Anyway. That was big, and it was in pretty good shape.
Yep.
I think it actually served the services pretty well.
Yep.
And then we moved to Oklahoma City. That was the next house we bought. At least like the kitchen. The kitchen was redeeming value there.
Oh, and the shower.
You like the shower? Okay. Kind of a pain in the butt to clean. We were always so worried about the fact that the tiles were coming off and the water was getting behind things. I really couldn't enjoy it for that reason. Anyway,
it's okay, we sold it. It's somebody else's problem.
Yeah, no, somebody else's problem. It was probably the house that we bought that came with the most trouble that we didn't know immediately.
Yeah.
That we realized later.
But it was still a nice house.
Yeah, it was a good kitchen.
And I liked the neighborhood.
It was, yeah, strangely enough, it was another cul-de-sac-y, quiet neighborhood. Although it wasn't quiet at all. We were right next door to one of the major cities. Major Street, yeah. In Oklahoma City, Meridian.
Going up and down all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Because
we
were kind of in an industrial area.
Uh-huh. And the ambulances and everything else.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And the police across the way. Across the street was this kind of low-rent apartment building. So there was always police there.
So we got used to it.
Yeah, we got used to the noise, and it was pleasant enough.
So much so that when we moved here, it was so quiet, I couldn't allow to fall asleep.
Yeah. So I guess that's probably the one redeeming value of where we live now, is how quiet it is.
Except for the dog barking.
Yeah.
9:30 on the dog, he started barking.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess our new home, that's just one redeeming value, is it's kind of quiet. It's really a junky neighborhood, but it's got that at least. So most mornings we walk around the university. Well, a big chunk of the university. You can hear the train going by. It shakes my office. My office goes vroom, 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 when the train goes by. I've never really heard it from our house.
I have.
Oh, okay. Of course, we have yet to live in a town that wasn't defined by the railroad, so... That's kind of what comes. Oop.
Yep.
And gone. Anyway. So...
Morning.
Oh, no, that's another dog.
Oh, not careful, you'll have more than one dog. Anyway, sorry. Didn't mean to bring up the obvious insight. Well, you got a lease on that one too, so you have to walk on both.
Well, I think one of them got leased.
Okay.
And I go to the car and I go to the...
All right. So, my next big project, trying to get the computer system settled down. I think it's getting there. I think in a couple of weeks I might have accomplished. Making the computer systems a better place, stabilize things a little bit. We're in terrible flux right now. I can start thinking about school. Supposed to be teaching a class this coming fall. They all tell you, oh, don't fret it. And it's like, okay, I won't. Try not to. Anyway, I already told myself I'm pretty much just going to do the class the way it's outlined. I'm not going to try to adjust anything at this point. I'm going to take a long-term view on it. I don't want to make it stressful. Nobody's really asking for it to be stressful, so I'm going to kind of appease them. Anyway, and excuse me. Maybe in subsequent semesters, I'll,
start thinking with it.
Yeah, I'm going to start thinking with it. Adjuncts only usually get to teach one class, or maybe two, if they're really stressing. As I've been looking at it, I'm kind of thinking, I did a little bit of research on this, but I really haven't looked at it much at all. The thing of the future, or at least what some people think, and it seems sensible. All right, away.
Yeah.
It seems like more college classes are going to become kind of a mishmash of, well, yeah, but is it traditional colleges getting to be like that? More and more of their classes are just almost strictly online, so that you don't really even have to show up. What I'm teaching is an online class. Is fine because the real future of things, I think, comes from putting classes out on the web independently. There's all kinds of ways you can do that now. There's three or four vendors that you can work with that put classes out there. At some point, I think a lot of the colleges, or there will be a new kind of colleges arising that will just be kind of a conglomeration of several classes, and you can decide from which vendor and from which instructor you want to take the individual class. And there will be some kind of almost a diploma mill that will just take all these classes you've taken, and you provide the evidence that you've taken them from these courses. Oh, nice. We're getting ready to camp in our car, so we need to do that.
I know.
The carpet's in desperate need of it.
I know.
I think you put down a really crappy old carpet.
I think so, too.
In this house.
And crappy padding underneath, too.
Yeah, yeah. Everything about this house is kind of just enough to get it sold. He did some research to say these are the specific things you need to do to get it sold. Sell it with, you know, spend $2,000, buy some stainless steel
appliances,
put a nicer front door on it, try to put a nice, you know, make sure it has a little curb appeal, if you can see. Is it the same thing as the here? That's
the
amount
of the grass has grown over the sidewalk.
Well, he had, I'm sure it looked good when he had first put it on the market. It had been on the market for 2 years. And he had totally ignored it during those whole 2 years. He just closed the place up and basically turned it off. One of the biggest selling points for us is that we could move in immediately, which was required. We needed to be able to move in. We didn't have the resources to live someplace else and fix up the house. It wasn't going to work. So, it ended up being okay, I guess. I never had the resources for doing that. Anyway, I wonder if I did that on purpose. Anyway, getting back to the whole thing, you know, someday the whole university model is going to kind of disappear. You know, buildings, loyalty to a certain school, stuff like that. You will go out and you will take classes, mostly online, from a whole variety of outfits. We'll have to figure out some kind of mechanism to certify these classes somehow. But that's not very difficult.
Well, I don't know what classes you need to
take. Oh, that'll all be set up. That's easy. Especially now that things are more computerized. Oh my. That's not hard at all. It'll be a boon too, because it means college won't have to cost so much. It's going to ultimately win because it's a cheaper model. Just by nature. You don't have to keep up. You don't have to do groundskeeping.
You don't have to pay for the lights and the air conditioning.
That's right, you don't have to pay for all that stuff. It's all a bunch of, it's a bunch of computers. And it's a bunch of people who offer classes. You can offer bingo classes, feel free, you know. You can make some money off that model. It's going to be like the very, very early days of academia in the first place. You'd actually attach yourself to some scholar, and that scholar would certify you. You are this, you are that. Kind of based on the old, the old apprenticeship thing. You just had an academic apprenticeship. And you go, oh, we're breaking this tradition. You go, hey man, the academy has always been morphing. It's always been changing. It never stops. Most people are totally surprised, and they said 200 years ago, there was not one PhD being offered at any school in the United States.
chambers or
something? No, well, you could, I guess. Germans were the ones that brought PhDs to the United States. Didn't used to have that kind of a credential. It was mostly degrees, bachelor degrees. Once you got your bachelor's degree, you made a choice. Either you stayed and you taught, or you went out and you used it. So, you know, so that's a new, that's a rather new innovation to all this. Of course now, like I said, I was listening to the dumb radio a couple of days ago, and one of the colleges, one of the standard ones, state college somewhere, maybe in California, I'm not sure, graduated.
Hold on. We're all coming in here.
Go ahead. You guys are all going in. Oh, I must be getting late. I better get to work.
It's like 10
o'clock. Oh, yeah. Anyway, we graduated like 700 PhDs, and you go, this means having a PhD is really not that special anymore.
What?
It doesn't mean a lot. Now, it's still a whole lot of work. I'll grant you a whole lot of work, but it's like, do you really want to go into a field where with that much time, effort, and money invested, you're still going to be living in your parents' basement because you can't find work? And it's a funny, funny, it's a funny field. Defined by trying to get grants and stuff like that. And if it's a competitive grant, that's tough. You're always fighting. And you're going, I don't understand why this is interesting to anybody. So...
Well, that's going to dry up a long.
Yeah, I should know that. I've worked for grants that dried up. Lisa's had to try to live off the grant. She didn't ever like it. The job I have now is far more stable.
And look how many grants you wrote.
Yeah.
You specifically working it, and it got taken away from you.
Yeah, and we won the grant, but I didn't get to be the one that got it.
That was wrong. Sorry, but it's wrong.
Well, you know what? That's just the life. And you go, you know, this is life. I was a pretty good grant writer, so I never really got the chance to run any of them.
Hello,
dear.
I've got a lot of
more
plates.
Yes, ma'am.
But probably
won't
even come
to life. Okay. Well, I think so.
Good thing.
You're a wild woman.
Yeah.
No, you're. I love you, too. See you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye. There's LJ. Wonderful. So, yeah, whenever I think about doing my PhD, the next thing I need to be doing is clothes. Educationally, if I'm going to pursue it at all, it just ends up being, well, not really. I haven't risen to the bar. I'm 50 years old now. That doesn't mean much. I could still do a whole lot. I've got a good solid 20 more years of accomplishment coming in. The last 4 or 5 years have proven that if you put forth some effort into improving your circumstances, you can do it. You can do it rather quickly. Look at me now. 5 years ago, there's almost no comparison between the two for what I was able to pull together and do. Anyway, so. Question of what you're most willing to do. half this morning to write, and frankly, I just kind of added on to some of my outlines, which is fine, progress. Writing isn't an immediate thing. Sometimes it's amazing, it just hits, and in like a couple of hours, you crank out something that's really quite impressive. At least I think it is. And, truth that to God, obviously. But, anyway.